Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Listen, do you work with someone that you can never believe anything they say? Because yeah. I do.
I do too, RJ.
RJ, we can't believe a word he says.
He's always trying to trick me.
He is. I mean, every
like yesterday, I thought Gilbert was still on hold going, Alexa, hang up. And it was actually, he had just, I went
RJ,
back and watched a video RJ. Of that. RJ was falling out too. I didn't even realize that when Gilbert, if you missed it yesterday, you know, Gilbert's going to make his
what
call.
Time was
you
it?
Have, I don't even remember. I lost all sense of time when he called in. Yesterday was one for the ages. He usually would call, okay, it's my birthday's coming up. And it is his birthday this Saturday. It's yours Friday, right?
Yes. 24th. He's the February 24th.
Yeah, he's Saturday, right?
It's next week. It's this is.
Oh, that's when his birthday is.
The 14th.
Oh, you got
it's
lots
10
of time.
Days. Yeah,
you got lots of time.
10 days
away. Jennifer Arena.
Mm-hmm.
So you know he wants Jennifer Arena to come see him for his birthday, something like that.
Okay.
Which we can't do that,
mm-hmm.
And that's we could probably get arrested for that if we try to set that up.
Yeah. No. That's.
Yeah, we can't. That's. But he'll keep asking that, and, oh, do I have my Super Bowl? You know, where's my Super Bowl program? Stuff like that. We're used to those calls. Yesterday, he called because he was angry. I almost feel like we should play it back. He called because he was angry because somebody got him an.
It had to be his mom. Although.
It doesn't feel like a mom gift. No. Not Gilbert's mom. What somebody got him was, quote, an Alexa music machine, which is really just an Alexa.
Right.
And it's tied typically to Amazon Music. But Gilbert called it an Alexa music machine. It's an Alexa.
Should we replay it?
RJ, can you get, we may need to tighten it up. It lasted a long time. But Gilbert just said, I can't, I mean, we need to replay some of it. We really need to play some of it.
But he did it early, too. He was screaming at it early, too.
Yeah, actually, he was screaming at it early. Gilbert couldn't, at one point, couldn't get it. When he called, when we first answered, because I was watching it on, could you just pull it up, RJ?
It's 11 minutes?
We'll tell you when to cut it off.
That's a segment. We can, you know what? No, we'll do it next segment.
Next segment.
What time was that yesterday? You remember?
It's about the same time. Okay. We may catch some of the same listeners, but... It was...
Well, I want to get people in here that need Valentine's help, Day help.
They're hiding. And we haven't even heard from Freaky Deaky, who's got
Rules of the Side Piece. Where is Freaky Deaky?
I don't know.
He's usually here by now.
Facebook Messenger to see if he'd send something.
Hey, take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational presented by SiteJab.com, benefiting kids' meals. This year's tournament is going to take place Wednesday, March 8th. At 10:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club, each golfer will receive beverages from Carbach Brewing Company, lunch, dinner, 18 holes of golf, and a quick award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com. I'm a little bit worried about this one because it's during Lent, and I'm not going to be able to drink. I'm not going to be as belligerent.
We've got someone who we may be able to, if he'll... He got in trouble with his wife.
Oh, no.
He had a bad... Well, you know when you are all done, you're all capped out, and you try to have one more, and it's one of the worst moves of your life?
Yeah, right.
This guy did that.
Yeah.
And then he tried to go to dinner. with his wife. She made him go out to dinner when he'd been golfing and drinking all day long.
That sounds like something.
And that sounds like it sounds like dehydration. This was not you.
It wasn't me.
This actually, did you send me a direct message? No, this isn't you.
It's not me.
No, it's not you. Okay. His first name starts with a J also.
Okay.
But if we can help him in any way, we just need a phone number for your wife, your girlfriend, your husband, your boyfriend. We can help. We can 100% help. Nothing smooths things over like people being on the radio and having us talk to them and helping to make them, quasi-famous. And
for they them love to, that.
They like it. They like it a lot.
And they love to hear about their personal problems on the air. The issues that with their
yeah, but what happens is usually we smooth it over.
We do.
Yeah.
I mean, we do that.
That's just a fact.
Yeah. Yeah. No. When we come back, let's play the Gilbert call, and then we'll get ready to help anyone in need this Valentine's
Day. Gilbert had issues with his Alexa music machine, and I'm telling you right now,
it's radio gold.
It's as strong. I laughed so hard. And then I laughed like this last night. I was watching it again, and I was laughing uncontrollably. I don't usually laugh like that, but it's Gilbert fighting with Alexa. It's just nothing that's ever going to beat. That's going to be the highest point of my life. My marriage was amazing. My wedding day and when my kids were born were great. But, I mean, my dad won a Super Bowl. Gilbert fought with Alexa. It's hard to beat that.
No, I don't know that you can possibly beat it. 811 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about John Daspit.
The Daspit Law Firm. Talked to John yesterday. He's going to get involved. University of Houston. He's already making plans for a big push for University of Houston. We're already going to target 4 to 5 players and he likes to give back here in the community. He'll have you'll see a lot of DeMarvion Overshown stuff. And if you're in Austin, there's going to be different billboards you're going to see with his shoot. University of Houston basketball, you're going to start seeing a lot of shots of the commercial he did that are going to be showing up on TV. He's a guy who has been giving back to the community in different ways for a long, long time. Long, long time. I know he works with Selvin Young to do stuff locally for charities. He also is just fighting for people who have been hurt through no fault of their own. He needs someone who is going to be able to help. And that's what, you need to have somebody who is going to be on your side. And when you are injured through no fault of your own, who's going to passionately pursue justice? Who's going to get the money back that you had to spend for your hospital bills or pay your hospital bills and pay the different things that, are going to arise with that? It's John Daspit that's going to make sure that the other side and their lawyers and their insurance company, that they cough it up. Because you were hurt, and it wasn't even your fault. You had nothing to do with it. Daspit Law. Go to DaspitLaw.com or give them a call at 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Let's get Gilbert in here. His thoughts on the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Hey, Gilbert.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, Gilbert.
I'm just real upset anyway. Very upset.
What happened? Why are you upset?
I bought a Alexa music machine, and it can't play my favorite song.
What's your favorite song?
Just a minute. Alexa, turn off. Alexa, turn off. Hello, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just pretty upset that they don't play my song no more. Well, what's the name of the song again? Hidey Ho Princess by Don
Drysdale.
No, Don.
Don McLean.
No, not Don. It's back in the '60s. Don something, Don.
What?
Don Green. Don Green. Don Gitt. Yeah,
Alexa,
Don Gitt.
Play yeah, Don Drain.
Don Gitt. Yeah, Don Gitt. Yeah.
Hold on.
You got that one?
Yeah. Well, we're Don not Gitt. Sure. Wait, what is the name of the person again? Don Drain?
No, Don Gitt.
Don what?
Don Gitt.
How do you spell it?
Don Gitt, 1967?
Spell it.
Yeah.
Don do you Gitt, have that one?
Okay. Wait a minute. Don, what? What? How do you spell it, Gilbert?
G-A-N-T.
Oh, Gant?
Gant.
Don Gant, American singer. Yeah. Here it is. Don Gant. Now, what's the name of the song?
Hi, Yo, Princess.
What is it?
Heidi Ho Princes.
Heidi Ho Princes?
Hold on one second. Before we do that,
okay, hold on.
I want to make sure that your Alexa is, try this. Just say this. Alexa, play whatever song you want. Just say, Alexa, play this song. Play this song.
Alexa, play,
Do it in Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John, yeah.
Alexa, play Have You Never Been Mellow by Olivia Newton-John. Do that real quick so we can hear that, because I got an idea how I can help you fix it.
Well, right now?
Yeah, do it right now.
Just do it right now.
Yeah.
All right. Alexa, play Olivia Newton-John, How You Never Been Mellow.
The playlist, rediscover Olivia Newton-John on Amazon Music.
Huh. Is it playing?
Alexa, turn it off. Do you got it?
Did she play it?
Yeah, she played it.
She played it?
Try it again. Try what you were listening for again. Do it again.
I don't want to do it again. Why do you want us to play it?
We're not your human Alexas.
Yeah, well, that's what we are. That's what we are. Okay. Did you find it?
John.
RJ?
RJ, play Don Gant's Baby is a Rascal or what?
Heidi Ho something.
Yeah.
Gilbert, I'm looking at Don Gant's greatest hits, and I don't see it.
Gilbert, can you bring your phone? Bring
let's see. What was that song again? Heidi Ho Princess. Heidi Ho Princess.
Well, how does it go? Because we don't know. I don't see it on
here.
Hold
on. I'm going
to sing it for me.
Hold on. I'm going to put my sound hound on. Just one second. I'm going to put my sound hound. No, I'm going to put Shazam on. Okay. Now, ready? Now, go ahead. Start singing.
Yeah. Heidi Ho Princess.
Yeah, how does it go? You got to sing it.
My Shazam is going to listen to you. We're going to see if we can find it, okay?
You're a big girl now, so act late. Let me show you what a river rushes to see. Heidi ho.
Heidi ho.
It's still searching. I don't think it's going to pick it up.
It's not going to get it. It's not going to get it that way. I don't
think this is going to get
it. Are you sure it's not Rockadoodle?
Is it Rockadoodle?
How about Morning?
No, Heidi ho, Princess.
Okay.
Heidi ho.
Is it Morning?
Is it Life is Like a Mountain Railroad?
No. Heidi Ho.
How about, is it Rockahula Baby?
No. Heidi Ho.
Is it Can't Help Falling in Love with Elvis?
No,
that's it.
No. Oh. Heidi Ho.
How about Swing
Heidi
Low?
Ho.
Swing Low Sweet Chariot.
That's
is that it?
It? That's it. It was a spiritual.
Oh, Holly Jolly Christmas. We got that.
No, Heidi Ho.
That's Don Gant?
Heidi Ho.
Yeah, these are all Don Gant hits. Not one Heidi Ho in here.
There is a great. You got to be there anyway.
How about Precious Moment? Oh, here it is. Keep Your Eyes on Jesus.
That's Don Gant?
What?
Don Gant.
Keep Your Eyes on Jesus?
Keep Your Eyes on Jesus.
No, Heidi Ho.
Hold on. Bring your Alexa over.
Heidi Ho, Princess.
Can you bring your Alexa?
Heidi Ho, Princess.
Can you bring your Alexa?
Hello?
Yeah, can you bring your Alexa to the phone? Or bring your phone to the Alexa?
Can't.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, they can't do it. They can't hear you.
Wait. But is your phone a cordless or does it have a cord?
Got a cord anyway.
Oh, it's got a cord. Right, that's a shame.
But can you get it now? Heidi Ho Princess.
Can you put me on speaker?
What about Rockahula Baby?
No, that's not it. Heidi Ho. 1967 song.
Rockadoodle. This is it. Rockadoodle.
No, Heidi Ho.
Okay, look, Just yell out again. Say, Alexa, play Don Gant. Don't say a song. Just say, Alexa.
She don't get it.
Try it. Let me just hear that one.
Just...
It just worked for Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
Just try it. Say, Alexa, play Don Gant.
She don't play Don Gant.
Try it. I got a feeling it's going to work.
It don't work. She don't got
okay,
it.
Do this. Try. Check this. Just say, Alexa, what will the weather be for this week? Let me see if that's working.
Alexa, what's the weather for this week?
Tuesday, 77 degrees
Fahrenheit
and some sun and thunderstorms. Wednesday, 77 degrees and loss of 5.
Thursday, all right, we got to stop. I got it, Gilbert. Here it is. San Antonio Rose.
Saturday. You hear it?
Yeah, we heard it. I got it, Gilbert. Here it is. San Antonio Rose. He did it with Patsy Cline. Is that it?
What?
San Antonio Rose. That's
whoa,
it.
Whoa. No, somebody's got it. Somebody's got it. It's
no, Heidi Ho Princess.
No. We got it. Somebody on Twitch, Nonstop Swinging, has it. It's Heidi Ho Princess by the Neon Philharmonic. Don Gant formed this band, apparently.
That's remastered. That's remastered.
Remastered? Hey, what are we doing?
Got that?
Uh-oh. Here we go. Hey.
This is Gilbert.
What are we doing?
They're not
here,
the original singer.
It's not the original.
Hey, they're not the original singer.
Yeah, that's him.
That's Don Gant.
You remember that song?
Yeah, no, that's Don Gant. That's Don Gant.
So how does it go?
Yeah, but that's not the original.
It's remastered.
Singer.
Yes.
I want the original singer.
Why can't
Gilbert hit you with it's remastered?
Yeah, you got the remake there, RJ. Don't you know nothing about Don Gant? God.
He just said nope.
Nope.
Apparently, Alexa.
Never heard
just
of
yell
Don.
This out. Alexa.
Well, I want Bill Gates to get to sing that song.
Bill Gates?
No, Don Gates.
Don Gates?
Don Gates?
Yeah, Bill... Don Gates.
Joe.
Don Gates.
Hidey-ho. We just played it for you.
We just played it.
They're not the original singer, okay?
Okay. Well, I'm not sure about that. That sounded like Don Gant to me.
That sounded a lot like Don Gant.
No. I like Don Gant better anyway.
All right. Well, we'll find it.
Hold on. Put Alexa on.
Let me see.
Alexa!
I'm going to get Don Gant on.
She don't know the song. She don't got
it. Just say this. Don't say the name of the person. Just say, Alexa, play Heidi Ho Princess.
I did, and they give.
Do it again. Do it again.
Stories.
One more time. Do it again.
What?
One more time. Just say, Alexa, play Heidi Ho Princess.
Alexa, play Heidi Ho
Princess.
Heidi Ho by Jack White featuring Cubic on Amazon Music.
Jack White.
Wrong song.
There it is. That's it. That's the Don
Gant. That's the wrong song.
No, that's finally. The right one. That's it.
That's it.
The right way to go. We
Don
got
Gant.
It. We did it. Way to go, Alexa. No,
thanks, RJ.
Nice job, Don Alexa. Gant. Way to go. All right. We did it. All right. We got to go, Gilbert. Thanks. That's the gift.
Alexa, turn it off. Alexa, turn it off.
It's the last show I'm ever doing. I'm never going to do it. Just another show again. This is it. We hear Gilbert screaming, Alexa. It's literally the pinnacle of my career, and anything else will fall flat. Nothing else. Alexa! Gilbert fired it with Alexa.
Alexa, turn it off. Alexa! Alexa, turn it off!
I can't. I laughed just hard today when RJ calls back the Alexa turn off. I couldn't believe you're able to pull that you were able to grab that for the end of the call. Oh my gosh.
Ugh.
Gilbert fighting with Alexa. I fought with Alexa before. I fight with Siri all the time.
You do? Yeah, no.
You guys would
just
laugh
this
if you
morning,
heard me.
Siri recorded my entire Morley spot for my daughter to responding to her on text.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
I fight with Siri so much. We will be like, I'll have Siri. I'll just try to say, you know, Siri play whatever it is in the car. And it will inevitably, she can't get it right. And I will cuss her sometime. I will call her a word that is not a good word.
What does she say to that? Doesn't she say that's ugly?
Part of me wants to turn my mic off and try it and see. And a part of me is like, don't do that.
Don't do that. No, I think she does respond to ugly words.
Right. Hey, Siri.
Wait, I'm going to turn mine off too. Ready? Go.
Oh, it just says, I won't respond to that.
Okay, see? Yeah, because that's ugly words.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I just ask a legitimate question. You never help me find the songs I want or whatever. You always act like, I'll say something simple.
Yeah.
I'll say something simple. And she just will, you know, I'll tell her to play a song.
Well.
And she's like, here's Running Around the Neighborhood by Choco Taco and the Billy Acres. I'm like, what? What? This isn't even close to DOS effects.
What? I don't even know what that means. So we do have a guy who's in trouble, and we're going to help him out.
Yeah.
At 8:45.
8:45, we've got someone who.
Yeah. Apparently.
He did something that probably wasn't great, but then.
So we will.
Something else happened.
Yeah. So we will be calling his wife and trying to get him out of the doghouse. We're going to get him out of the doghouse. That's what we do. But if you have any issues with your significant other this Valentine's Day, we're going to make it right. We are going to make it right. 713-780-3776, or you could tweet us at John Granato, at Lance Zierlein, at R has no J. Right now I'm talking about Chastain. I've told you this. By the way, I picked up my new Ford F-150. Ford is no longer putting AM radio in their new vehicles, which is awesome. Who needs AM radio? It's stupid. It's terrible. There's nothing to listen to. So how about this? That is awesome. But that's in the new vehicles right now. If you get a new vehicle from Chastain Ford, you are going to love it. You're going to love the deal. Here's the deal is you're not paying them over MSRP if you order from Chastain Ford. If you put in that order, you get that vehicle, you are not paying over MSRP because Chastain Ford is just doing it better than everybody else is. They just do it over and over and over again. I loved my deals with Chastain Ford. I just finished one up and it was the best car buying experience. It'll be the best car buying experience for you as well. If you're looking for the best way to get into that F-150, I got the Lightning. I don't know that it's going to take a while for you to get the Lightning because there's such a line for the Broncos right now. It's unbelievable how the demand for those things, but they can do it. They'll do it for you. You're just going to have to wait it out. But here's the deal. I don't care what deal you're doing with them. You're going to get the vehicle that you want at the price that you want it at with no add-ons and no markups. And that's not, none of the other dealerships are saying that. They're just not. They're not promising that. And here's what it's going to happen. It's going to happen at Chastain Ford. At ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. You're looking for that Ford car or truck. There's one place to go, Chastain Ford.
Get no when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun. Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Second guess, maybe my second best. What do I have to do to know that I'm getting through? I don't have much.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you enjoyed that Gilbert recall yesterday, today. And that's just good, clean fun for the whole family. Coming up, we will help out a buddy with his situation with his wife. He got into some hot water. We'll do that in the next segment. Here's a story, a couple of stories. First, Derek Carr released. He told the Raiders, I'm not going to.
He shut them down.
Yeah, he said, no, you're not gaining anything from me. So, no, I'm not going to be traded. I'm not going to accept a trade to anywhere. He had a no-trade clause in his contract. So the thought is the Saints with him?
Yeah, they're talked about. And, you know, there's a question if the Saints are going to get a bidding war. God forbid you're getting a bidding war for Derek Carr. You want to talk about mid-quarterback, that would be a mid-quarterback.
Yeah, he's the definition of a mid-quarterback right now. It's not like, you know, Josh McDaniels has had all of this success outside of Tom Brady, though. You know? I mean, so.
No, but either has Derek, no matter who his coach has been.
Yeah, that's true. No question that's true. He just looks better than he is. He just looks a lot.
Yeah, you feel like he's better than his actual performances have been.
So would you rather have Jimmy Garoppolo or Derek Carr as your quarterback?
I would rather have Derek Carr. Well, man.
Won a lot more than the other.
Yeah, Jimmy's won a lot more. I feel like Derek is definitely more talented. Might depend on my team, but Derek's kind of a check down Charlie sometime. We got a little better about it at one point, but I think I'd rather have Derek Carr. But I don't know why I'm saying that.
Yeah.
I think it's that whole thing that he's never hurt. He looks, you know, he looks athletic because he wears a sweatband like Jordan did. So I feel like, oh, Derek's a good athlete. Look where he wears that sweatband. Up on his mid-forearm. He's definitely an athlete. He's got a Jordan sweatband. Garoppolo just seems like he's a product of whatever system he's in. But what is Derek doing? He doesn't lead to wins. He's had two winning seasons his entire career.
Yeah, no. He doesn't. Yeah. He's
been in the league since 14.
And he's had two winning seasons.
2-7, winning versus losing.
Yeah, that's bad.
Maybe a 500 in there.
And Garoppolo wins. Now, Garoppolo's had much better teams around him.
Much better.
Much better teams around him. Mm-hmm. I mean, but Jimmy Garoppolo goes to championship games.
Hey, the year before, Derek had, he didn't have Davante Adams, but he had Fuller, and he had Josh Jacobs, and he had Hunter Renfro. I mean, he had some weapons. He had a good season. They played much better with Gruden. Gruden was the best at that team. I mean, you can like John Gruden or not like him, whatever it is, but Derek Carr was at his best when John Gruden was there. But John Gruden wasn't there a long time, though, so it's a pretty small sample size.
Yeah. 836, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I don't like either of them for the Texans, but if I had
No. What about Carson Wentz? Should I throw that in there for you now?
I mean, if you're going to put them in order for me, it's Garoppolo, Carr, Wentz.
Yeah, okay. Wentz is last.
Wentz is last on any quarterback.
This is now failed experiences scale. In back-to-back seasons with the Colts and with Washington.
And he's more talented than this.
Yeah, he is, but at some point you are how you perform.
Yep.
You can't keep giving guys credit for things that they have done in the past. I think that's the number one mistake that people make is they want to go back into the past. Once you go back too far, that player's dead. That player's not literally, but that player's gone. That's not that player anymore. You know, and that's in any sport, basketball, football, baseball. You got to be careful about trying to reach back 3 years and say, no, what about this guy? Well, the circumstances are different. Maybe they're not as healthy. Maybe they don't have the same level of confidence.
Here are the teams for Jimmy Garoppolo, the Jets. Of course, apparently they've already reached out to the Packers about a trade possibility. Aaron Rodgers hasn't even started his dark time yet.
I can't believe we have to keep track.
No way. I mean, he hasn't.
Well, people are there.
He's going away to go dark for 4 days.
Uh-huh.
No one knows where it is.
Dark retreat. That's when he's going to figure out everything, when he's in the dark.
Yeah. So that hasn't even started yet. So. No one knows if he's retiring, if he wants to be back with the Packers, if he'll take a trade. All of these things are going on right now. The Tennessee Titans, Jimmy Garoppolo. Is it 6-1, half dozen the other with Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah. What do you think you're upgrading?
It's the same guy.
You're just hoping to have fewer. Number one, he's less mobile than Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Maybe he's cheaper. Maybe.
Oh,
maybe you can leverage that, but I don't know.
Jimmy Garoppolo is probably going to.
Well, you're still in a situation. You drafted
So this is what I was told by a team, because I was always saying, you know, Desmond Ridder. I was talking about Desmond Ridder. You know, well, Atlanta can't possibly draft a quarterback. They got Desmond Ridder. And the Titans have Malik Willis. They just drafted him. And what I was told was, Lance, any player drafted in the third round, there's no guarantees for those players to be starters. You're not drafted unless you're Davis Mills. But you don't just give, like, third rounders don't get the same, you know, sniffs that a first or second rounder. Third rounders,
unless they wow you.
Yeah, unless they wow you somewhere.
Like Russell Wilson.
Yeah. And I don't think, I know Malik Willis didn't, and I don't think Desmond Ridder did in his small sample size. So I'm not sure.
Well, they got to wow you right from the start.
Yeah, you don't get as much of a, there's not as much of a runway. I mean, just because people were excited about either one of those guys doesn't mean that they, because my whole thought was, well, you can't draft a quarterback if you're Tennessee. You're trying to develop. And I still kind of feel that way. Well, let's see what Malik Willis has before you're drafting a quarterback. I wouldn't draft. This is not the year that you're drafting quarterback anyway. I don't think.
Not later.
This is why they just say, all right, we'll go get a Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, I don't know. Hendon Hooker could go later. I mean,
yeah, you could.
That could. That's, not a, to the that's same, a talent that.
Yeah, but not to the same team. You wouldn't go Hooker and Malik Willis. You don't. Then nobody gets.
Well, it happened.
One
once.
Of them doesn't get a chance to. Who? RG3 and Kirk.
Yeah,
that was the same draft.
Same draft.
1-4.
Right. Well, I mean, you might have. Well,
you're giving up a bunch of
Josh
picks.
Josh Rosen was a first rounder, and he was gone the next year.
Yeah.
Malik Willis didn't look like. I mean, does it look to you like I can't draft a quarterback I got Malik Willis?
No, but I knew that going in. If you watch his tape was atrocious in 21. You knew it was bad. You knew he has to be developed. You know he has talent. He has arm talent. He has his legs. After what you saw from Jalen Hurts and the development and his ability to have an impact with his legs, I just don't think you can get away from players who are dual-threat quarterbacks. I think, you know, it used to be a time where people were dual-threat quarterbacks. Deshaun didn't want to be called a dual-threat quarterback. But the reality is players who can also hurt you with their legs, even when their arms aren't going great and they're inaccurate, there's value in that. If you got a pocket passer who's just having an off day, you're probably done. You're probably just done. A dual threat quarterback, they can throw for 170 yards, you know, be 12 of 26 with an interception and no touchdowns and still help you win a game.
Yeah.
So I think dual threat quarterbacks, you have to spend a little bit more time trying to develop them if you can. And if you're Tennessee and you think you have a chance to win right now, why not add Jimmy Garoppolo? That's fine. He's a Band-Aid. Jimmy's done being a long-term starting quarterback, I think. I think he's going to be a three-year Band-Aid type guy who maybe gets to 3 years.
Mr. Yeah, I agree with some of this and not others. I wouldn't say Stafford, when he left the Lions, was really all that much better than Carr at this point. I think it makes sense for the Saints. Easy division with a solid team that just needs anything from a quarterback. At first, I'm like, wait a minute. Well, Matthew Stafford was a better quarterback. He didn't win, though. I mean, Derek Carr didn't win with the Raiders,
right?
But Matthew Stafford didn't win with the Lions. I kind of feel like the Raiders had more talent than, but they were in a really tough division anyway. I don't know that that's crazy talk right there, but I think Stafford is better than Derek Carr. I just think he's a better quarterback.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Stafford was considered definitely a better
quarterback. Yeah, I mean, first of all, he's the number one overall pick.
They gave up a first rounder for him.
He was the number one overall pick, and secondly. Yeah, he's just better. That said, you know, I think Matthew Stafford got lucky last year. They shouldn't even have been in the Super Bowl. I mean, he threw a pick that was right in Tart's hands, and they lose that game.
No, and Vince Young threw one right in USC's hands, and then they dropped it, and he went down and won a national championship.
That's true.
It happens.
That's true. You got to have some
If you made one good pitch, Philadelphia, maybe you would have won a World Series, but you grooved one to Yordan. Oh, well.
Yeah. I mean,
if Garcia would have made a. I mean,
there was zero chance that Philadelphia could win that World Series.
I mean, Seattle was a good pitch away from taking a 1-0 lead.
Yeah.
Maybe. But.
Yeah.
Too bad, so sad.
But we have Yordan and they don't. Neither of those teams have him.
If anyone can fix a marriage or tear it apart, it's you guys. I know this firsthand. That's Jared said that. Yeah, we helped you. You said you were glad to get out of that one.
What marriage have we ever torn apart?
No, we didn't tear apart. That's in the middle of a Rockets game 7, she said, go get me ice cream at the store. And he did.
Yeah.
And then they ended up getting divorced. What?
What? Well, I mean,
you're the one that told
quite
us
frankly,
that.
You can thank us now. You can thank us now for that. She made you go get ice cream during Game 7 of the Rockets.
Yeah, he's grateful. He said you guys called.
Yeah.
More divorces. The Bench's Valentine calls or Lance Zierlein's Fantasy League. Well, John's in it now. But we have had, me years ago, Sean Pendergast.
Michael P.
I think he's had two.
No, has he had two? No. No.
I'm not sure.
But there's some other ones.
TP had one. The other guy who's not in the league anymore, Mike, he's out of the league, but he got divorced. That divorce counts.
There was a divorce a year in the league.
Yeah, we had a string.
A nice run.
Going. Yeah,
nice run.
It's been a run.
Yeah.
So,
well, it was first marriages, so they got to go. Got to go.
No. Fantasy leagues had more divorces than phone calls.
Oh, no.
But speaking of, we got to go right now.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
We're going to fix something.
On the other side, we're going to fix a marriage. We're going to fix a problem.
I think the marriage is going fine. We got some.
Well, we got issues.
We'll address them right now.
So right now, though, I'm talking about HR&P. And if you have HR issues, HR&P is here for you. HR&P. See, it's HR&P. P is the payroll. And that's what they do. And the other businesses, the other ones, and they call themselves all kinds of administrative and all this other stuff, when in fact they're just all they're doing is getting in your pocket. They're maybe doing your payroll, they may be doing your HR, and they say, oh, well, look at the great price that we're giving you for that stuff. But then they turn around and they do your benefits packages as well, and that's where they're gouging you, and you just don't know it. You just don't know this is happening to you, but that's what's happening to you, is they're gouging you on your 401ks or your insurance packages or whatever, and you're forced to take those when HR&P offers you different options for you, and they're not in the insurance business. They're not in the 401k business. What they're in is the HR and the payroll business, and they're going to do that great, and in the long run, with all of this administrative stuff, you're going to save money. And, oh, by the way, they're experts in the Affordable Care Act, which other payroll companies are not. So if you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company, if you're not completely satisfied with your HR, if your business is growing and you need to start, all you need to do is go to hrp.net, 281-880-6525 or hrp.net.
ESPN 97.5. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
8:50 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Jason texted Lance and told him he's got a problem and we needed fixing it on this Valentine's Day. This was something we used to do all the time back in the day. And for some reason, it fell by the wayside. I don't know that we really were all that successful, I want to say, with the calls that we made. But the effort is there. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we're great at this, but we'll see. We'll see if we can't get that golden touch, because we like to bring people together.
Yeah, that's all we do.
That's all we do. So Wendy is who we are calling. She has an issue with Jason. So let's make the call. And here, RJ is getting that job done for us right now, dialing the number. I don't know. We'll find out what Wendy does. And she's at work right now, as a matter of fact. And you know what? Women love when we call them at work and put them on the radio.
Yeah,
they love
for sure.
Yeah. I mean, there's never, ever been an issue with that either. So hopefully she'll be able to answer and talk on the phone for a minute here.
You can play it to where we can hear. That's fine.
Yeah, can we hear it? There we go.
Just ask for
turn it up a hair.
Thank you for calling Chasewood. This is Kennedy.
Can I speak to Wendy, please?
May I ask who's calling?
Sure, this is Lance.
I'm sorry?
Lance.
Give me 1 second.
Okay. She knows the deal with John and Lance.
She does?
Yeah, he's been a longtime listener.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what...
Can I take a message for her?
Oh.
Yeah, could you tell her that John and Lance are trying to reach her about...
Valentine's Day.
It's about Valentine's Day. Jason asked us to call.
Okay.
Can I give you a number for her to call us back?
Yes.
Okay. 713-780-3776. And please tell her it's urgent.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. I mean, urgent is maybe a little strong.
Not only that, there's zero. I think, like, the chance of her calling us right now is maybe 0.001.
I'm going to put it at 30%.
You do?
Yeah.
You are.
I'm going to put it at 36%. Lance. No.
No.
No. I don't know a Lance. Don't take that call. I should have said Jason. Why would he not be calling my cell phone? My husband's calling a work phone? I should have said it was the police. Yes,
no,
this is the love.
That worries. We could have said how about it's the hospital?
She would have.
Why didn't you say that?
Well, it's the morgue.
No, that's always.
It's the police.
That's a great way to start.
It's the police. Hello? It's actually just the love police, so everything's fine. Yeah. Just want to let you know you're not in trouble yet.
If you've got an issue and your wife doesn't want to answer the phone when we call, give us a call, 713-780-3776. In the meantime, she's not, there's zero chance she's calling. In the meantime, back to the Texans in this thing, because we didn't even mention this. Is there any way that they get somebody to come in? Because listen, how well did it work for Patrick Mahomes when he sat the first year behind Alex Smith? It worked pretty well, right?
It worked great. It worked great for Aaron Rodgers, too.
Yeah.
To sit behind. That was a long sit.
That was a long sit.
It was a long wait.
Well, how about somebody that's actually decent at playing quarterback, you know, being in that room as opposed to Davis Mills? As opposed to Davis Mills being that guy, how about a Jimmy Garoppolo being that guy?
Well, I mean, I'd be fine as long as you moved. As long as you moved Davis Mills. We got a phone call here. If it's windy,
I mean, anybody in the city.
Hold on now.
It could be anybody in the city.
It could be
it's
Gilbert
not.
Again.
No, it could be. It absolutely could
it
be.
It could be Gilbert again.
Well, it could be Alexa calling us. You know, Gilbert, you can tell Alexa to call
no?
us.
No? Okay. False alarm.
So.
Yeah, so you're saying put one of those guys in there. You're just going to piss off people, though. All this era of good feelings you have, and you really want to put a –
Well, if
you really
you,
want to go
but
get
they
Jimmy
know
Garoppolo.
That the future is going to be Bryce Young. Do you want the present to be Bryce Young?
You knew the future was going to be Deshaun Watson, and you had Tom Savage
in
there. People
Tom
wanted
Savage, again, that was one of the dumbest –
I'm telling you,
Jimmy Garoppolo ain't Tom Savage.
You will have fans really pissed off if you have Bryce Young and you make him sit. You will have fans really pissed off.
Would they be more excited about Bryce Young than they were about Deshaun Watson? I know I won't be.
I don't think so. I don't think so because Deshaun Watson had – they're very similar. They both won. Well, Deshaun didn't win a Heisman. Bryce Young did. Deshaun did win a national championship. So did Bryce Young didn't win a national championship.
No.
So Deshaun
well,
did.
Well, he did when he wasn't playing. He was sitting.
Who, Bryce?
Bryce. He was a freshman.
Well, I don't count that.
Right. But
he didn't
won
win
a national
as a starter.
Or
so,
he was...
Well, you know, the thing with Bryce, though, is he would be the number two pick of the draft or one if they move up. And then you'd have Deshaun Watson. They traded up to 12. Deshaun Watson was not talked about as being an early pick in the draft that year. That's all Bryce Young has been considered the top quarterback, you know, one of the top two for sure.
Well, but
over the last year. And the Texans are coming off a run of three.
Okay, people were dumb about that, though. Deshaun Watson.
But he was not the talk. And he definitely wasn't the talk for Texans fans. We're further back. You had a team that was decent. You're coming from further back in the draft. It just wasn't really talked about that much.
Yeah.
So when they moved up, remember, a lot of people passed on Deshaun Watson who needed a quarterback, including the Bears and the Browns, and because they traded the pick, and obviously Kansas City moved up to 10 with the, you know, to make that pick. Houston moved up to 12 because Rick Smith really did a great job of forcing Sashi Brown to give up that pick. That's another reason. Browns fans love Sashi Brown. Like the analytics crew, they act like Sashi did this amazing job, even though he had nothing
he never
but losses.
Anybody.
He never made a pick, and How bad is that when he had a chance to have Deshaun Watson? They didn't pick him. Yeah. Now they had to pay $230 million guaranteed for him. Give up three first-rounders to give him. Nice job.
Yeah, instead of picking him when he had him for free.
He could have just had him. And before, and maybe he would have never got involved in the massage game in Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Instagram. I don't know. And these aren't even Instagram models. Listen, they were like
Pilates instructors. No, that's my point. Yeah. You could have found girls that Deshaun was finding anywhere.
That's true.
Like, oh, these Houston girls. Versus Cleveland girls.
No, it was, I mean, flew someone in from Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always flights.
Yeah. No. Which was
dangerous because it makes it interstate.
It makes it interstate, which makes it federal. Nice job, Deshaun.
You also have to remember Texans fans are coming off of, Texans fans were still into football when Deshaun Watson was drafted in 17. This is, now we're talking about, 11 wins in the last 3 years for the Texans, 4-4-3? I mean, you're coming off of that. This is hope. This is hope and change. This is Deshaun. This would be Bryce and DeMeco. That's why I think there would be maybe even more hype about it. But I don't know.
You're still drafting Bryce, but you need somebody that – I don't want Bryce to have to walk out there game one. It would be nice if Bryce could sit and watch for a little bit.
Well, yeah, that'd be – yeah, in theory that would be. But
not in theory. No, in reality.
Okay, do you see what I'm doing right now?
Yeah.
Tell people what I'm doing.
You're putting up for the H.
I'm throwing up the H.
I know.
Okay?
Yeah.
Do you think the guy who throws up the H in every picture now, Cal, wants people yelling at his box again? Like, what are you doing, Caldor?
Well,
go get your train set. Do you think he wants to hear all that stuff?
Well,
or have that guy, Lil Ronsta, with his signs that say sell the team and yells at him? Do you think he wants that?
Okay.
If you're throwing up the H and you're making everyone throw up the H and you just got DeMeco, do you think that you want to wait on Bryce Young or do you want to throw up the H?
Okay.
Which one?
You can throw out the H with Bryce Young watching. Listen, do you think that people are going to go, are going to be really happy with Cal when that little fella who can't, who shouldn't be out there.
You are so disrespectful to Bryce Young. That little fellow who shouldn't be out there. Why are we turning this into a Kyler Murray debate?
He's actually smaller than Kyler Murray.
He's not shorter.
I didn't say shorter. I said smaller.
Yeah, he also makes less interceptions, plays less video games.
Well,
other stats.
I like that about him.
Is that an intangible now? Doesn't take up all of his time playing video games. Is that not intangible we have to look for quarterbacks? Watch his tape?
Well, did you see Colin Cowherd accused Tony Romo? He said, you know why Tony Romo has regressed this year? It's because he loves to golf all the time. He ain't spending all that time. He got $18 million a year, and he's playing golf. He ain't out there studying all these NFL players. Of course he's regressed. Well, here's the deal. Kyler Murray, why has he regressed? Well, because he spends all his time playing video games. Do we need to know how much guys love golf and video games before we draft them?
What about you? Poker and golf and Coors
Light. Why do you think I suck at this job?
Poker, Coors Light.
That's the easy answer. It's an easy answer.
It's easy when we can just turn on a show and at any point Gilbert can call battling with Alexa.
Oh, and we can get...
I would do a show. I would do a one-hour podcast with Gilbert versus Alexa.
No, I don't think it has to be a versus.
Well, that's what it is.
I think Gilbert gets frustrated with her and won't.
He wasn't your
puppet. You told him to do it.
I don't know. She's not going to do it. She don't know. He said she don't know at one point. And I want to say, Gilbert, I know.
I don't do
that with Alexa. I do it with Siri. And I have major issues with Siri.
Yeah.
I have big fights with Siri.
Yeah.
So it's not. I just give up.
You
My kids
her an
think
ugly
it's so
name
funny.
Just a minute ago.
I did.
And she said, and you know what she told you? I ain't responding to that.
I'm not responding
to that garbage.
To that.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776. LSU Brian, you're first up. Hopefully, we'll get a call from Wendy. Not my Wendy. Jason's Wendy.
Yeah, you're never hoping for a call from
Wendy.
No,
I don't want that call. I don't want that call. But I do love her. It's Valentine's Day. That's my Valentine this year.
Are you going to do a pajamagram here? Or what are you going to do?
I'm not. I'm going to do an underdog.
Okay. I am going to. Freaky Deaky, 915. Rules of the Side Piece, 915, the annual tradition. Right now, I want to tell you about the annual tradition of getting to Underdog Fantasy. And if you haven't been there before, I'm telling you this. Go download the app, and you're going to find out for yourself what the big deal is with Underdog Fantasy. It is absolutely fantastic because with Underdog Fantasy, you are going to be able to take advantage of the Pick'em game. Now, what is pick 'em? Well, what you do is you pick the different players that you want. You can pick anywhere between 2 and 5, and you go higher or lower than the statistic being offered. So it might have been, you know, it might be 3-point shots, it might be steals plus rebounds, it might be assists or total goals scored plus assist if you're adding hockey in there. Once baseball rolls around, you're going to have strikeouts, which I always found Christian Javier, when you went higher on the strikeout total, you were going to be in really great shape. And this is a great way to make money. How about this? If you pick 5 of them correctly, going higher or lower, you make 20 times your original play. So obviously, do the math on just a $10 play turns into $200. How about 50? Uh-oh, that's a full 1,000. And that's how quickly it can happen. They have an insurance feature that I like to use where if you hit, for example, 3 of 4, you still have a chance to win. 4 of 5, you still have a chance to win. This is a great chance for you to make your money with Underdog Fantasy. Now, you must be 18 or over and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Consider with your play. Call 800-522-4700 or go to ncpgambling.org.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5.